Welcome to As I Know It, The Violet Fog, proudly hosted on the How Do You Health Network. This podcast is all about health, wellness, beauty, mental health, and a little bit on love and business. I've been a writer and reporter for over a decade, and everything you hear is from my own framework. I aim to inspire and motivate people to learn about their own health and bioindividuality as I learn about mine. And like me, your path to healing, it's going to be very unique. There is no one-size-fits-all approach to health, at least there really shouldn't be. So how do you get there? How do you get on your own healing path? We explore that. This is not medical advice. It's simply what has worked for me. Expect stories, research, how I draw conclusions, take what works for you, leave what doesn't, but find out what it means to really be an empowered consumer and patient. Oh, and we keep it under 30 minutes because time is precious. Happy you're here. All of a sudden, in a really good mood, I'm not going to lie, I've been feeling so bitchy, like, this morning, yesterday, just in such a bitch mood, and I, like, could not tone it down. But now that I'm about to have some girl talk with you, I feel like it instantly perks me up. So, like, I'm so happy that we're experiencing this together, this moment. Today, I thought a good podcast episode would be talking about some supplements that I take and why. And even if these aren't supplements that you take or are not going to take, I want you to really pay attention to how I drew conclusions as to why I needed XYZ supplement so that you could really see what I mean by like test, not guess. I just think so many people throw money at supplements and it's crap supplements or it doesn't work for them. It's not right for their, you know, you're a bio-individual person. You have very bio-individual needs. You need very specific supplements for yourself. So I hope that it helps in that way and also maybe turns on some light bulbs of like maybe you and I deal with some similar things. And maybe if a supplement works for you, it could possibly work, works for me, it could possibly work for you. However, I do recommend getting some data first. I also want to first preface this by saying I very much believe in supplements. I know that there's that argument of like get everything from your food and in a perfect world, sure, but like an apple today is not the same as an apple decades ago. We have pesticides, we have just depleted soil. It's just not the same. And with so many allergies and autoimmune conditions and XYZ, you name it, like I just think majority of people need a little bit of a lift in certain areas, and I'm just not against a supplement that helps you do that. And also there's a lot of food-based supplements too that are just extra potent. So so I'm going to tell you five supplements, right? And then in the bonus podcast episode, the subscription model, I'm going to give you the other five. So altogether 10, but right now you're going to get five. And if you subscribe, you can hear the other five. But keep in mind, I'm always rotating, right? I'm always rotating supplements. These are not all the supplements I take. Some of these supplements that I'm going to mention, you know, I might take it now. I might not take it a month from now. So I'll try and be as detailed as possible. But I just want you to keep all those things in mind. Okay, so let's get into one of the first ones, kind of a fun one. One that I've taken for a really long time is elderberry syrup. I'm a huge fan of elderberry syrup. It is a super potent anti-inflammatory berry. I take it because I believe that it very much helps my immune system. It works incredibly well with my body. I think it works incredibly well with a lot of different people's type of bodies. So this is how I take it. I take about maybe like a teaspoon every day, but if I'm going to go on a flight, if I'm going to be somewhere where I'm around a ton of different people, maybe I'm going to a concert or something like that, I will take a full tablespoon of elderberry syrup because it also works very acutely for the immune system. There's even studies that show that it can shorten the duration of a cold or flu. There's definitely some acute defenses that it gives you, which is amazing. When I'm like looking at the stuff from the store, I'm seeing 100 milligrams of elderberry and it's just like, no, thank you. You want at least 1,000 milligrams of elderberry to really make a difference. The one that I take is by Cassie Green. So it's a small batch here in Texas and female owned. Love that. But it's an incredible formulation. But she uses 1,500 milligrams of elderberry. So it is a potency that is actually going to work for you. So I love, love, love my elderberry for immune system support. I always am wanting to support my immune system extra. I'm autoimmune. I have I wrecked my gut at one point in my life with so many antibiotics and I feel like I'm still rebuilding. I've made, I'm healed so much, but I feel like it's always going to be something where I'm always going to have to tend to my gut. And that's okay. I actually think most people are like that. I just think I was like a very, very severe case at one point. So, you know, so much of your immune system lives in the gut. So I'm always doing little things here and there for my immune system. Elderberry is one of them. Okay, another thing that I'm doing for my immune system and specifically to lower histamine is quercetin. I take quercetin and I take it multiple times in the day because its half-life is like 3 to 4 hours. And, you know, histamine, while you need it, like, of course you need it. It helps your body with invaders. It's a signaling molecule. It even like tells your stomach when to make stomach acid. Like, you know, histamine is very important, but a lot of people have histamine intolerance or an imbalance, or they have too much where it literally will attack anything, even if it's not a true foreign invader. And then you can get runny nose, you can get swollen, you can have a reaction, a skin reaction. Like, it's just not fun. And I almost always like test high histamine. I have been able to bring it down a whole lot since I have been supplementing with quercetin. This is something that you'd want to figure out. Do a blood test and figure out where you're at with histamine right now. Like, I really think it's so important. And to me, it makes sense that I'm like, once you start getting data on your body, you start connecting so many dots where you're like, wow, everything is so connected. Or it makes sense why I'm here, because this is happening. For instance, I've always had a really high white blood cells count, you know, and it's a good thing. It's also a bad thing to have a high white blood cell count. And I have a specific high white blood cell that's always really, really high and reactionary. And so that also makes sense to me why maybe my histamine is high. So quercetin, I take that. I take it a few times a day throughout the day. You have to talk to a doctor, figure out what the dosage is for you, but it's a natural antihistamine. You know, I had Western medicine doctors always try to prescribe me steroids, and it's just like, time and place, I suppose, but if this is like a long-term thing and I have always been testing, you know, I've always kind of had to deal with high histamine, like, and it's not like it's so high that it's off the chart, but it's something that I'm definitely aware of. I need to find a natural way to deal with this. So quercetin is wonderful for me in that way. So I do take that. Something that I take for reoccurring UTIs, or just to keep my UTI track healthy. So I used to battle UTIs my entire life. It's a huge part of my health story. You know, I was born with a defect in my bladder. I literally started life on antibiotics. It was terrible. I've had so many UTIs, taken so many rounds of antibiotics. It's just terrible. And by now, you know, I have found ways to naturally deal with UTIs when they come my way. And I also do a ton of things to prevent UTIs. Like, and knock on wood, I have not gotten a UTI in a really long time, because like I'm at a phase now where I'm doing a really great job with regulating. That said, like, there's certain things that I take that very much help me with UTIs. And like, I can talk about brands like another time, but one thing I think is worth looking into is D-Mannose. D-Mannose is awesome. If I have a UTI, I will take up to 4 grams a day. When I am maintenance, I'm taking about 1 gram a day. If I am like going to have sex, I take 1 gram before and 1 gram after. That's very specific. So replay that for yourself if you need those specific dosages. Of course, everyone is going to be different, but that is what has always worked for me. So I take it as preventative measures. I also use it in acute situations. And if I get a UTI, I'm definitely taking extra of it. I find that it helps a lot. It really specifically helps with E. coli, which is like over 90% of UTIs are caused by E. coli. So that's like something to consider. I don't know that it's really E. coli for me, though, because anytime I would test for that, I don't have that. And yet, D-Mannose works really well for me. Nonetheless, it's worth looking into if you get reoccurring UTIs, for sure. So D-Mannose, I love it. I think it's a shame that so many Western medicine doctors don't even know about it, you know, and they instead rather just prescribe antibiotics. I think if you have a UTI, there is definitely a place for antibiotics. If it's getting so full blown, it's like worrisome. You don't want that to travel to the kidney, because trust me, you do not want a kidney infection. That is so, so serious. But if it's at the very beginning, you're starting to like flare, you can kind of feel it coming. That's when you want to take more natural approaches, because I really think that like the sooner you catch it, the earlier you can put the fire out. If you can avoid antibiotics, do it. But again, like I said, like don't push it, right? Like if it's full blown, you likely will need antibiotics. Not 100% of everyone, but likely will. But I really do think that most people can catch it before it gets to that point. And there's so many things that you can do. But just on the topic of supplements, yes, one of them that I take is D-mannose. Okay, another one that I take, and you're not going to be surprised by this because it's sponsored in many of these episodes, is MSW Nutrition's Liver Love. So I have an MTHFR gene mutation. There's many different MTHFR gene mutations, but what is very common amongst them is poor methylation. And with poor methylation or impaired methylation, you need proper liver support. It's just so important. I also think just in general, people need proper liver support because, you know, we are just bombarded with toxins left and right, toxins that we don't want in our body. You know, like we, from the cleaning products that we use in our home to walking into a room of a ton of, like, someone douse themselves in perfume and now you're breathing that in, to ammonia, to car exhaust that we breathe in, to just, you know, the dirty air that's in our home. And trust me, home air is way dirtier than outside air. Like, that's why I'm such a big believer in taking care of the air in your home and switching out your cleaning products for clean products. Okay. I don't want to be seeing Clorox and stuff like that. I just think, like, there's affordable options out there. And if you are having any hormone issues, like, it will seriously change your life when you switch to a clean cleaning product. But that said, even doing that, like, we just need some liver support. I think most people do, or especially if you're, like, drinking, you know, liver support. And I really find, like, I really just like to take a multivitamin for my liver. And that's what I look at as Liver Love. So Liver Love, I mean, it has alpha lipoic acid, green tea extract, NAC, glutathione. Like, it is an amazing supplement. And the ingredients in it, it's highly bioavailable and just all around really, really great for the liver. So I will take either so sometimes, like, if I'm rushing, I'll take one of my Violet Bog dailies, which I'm in partnership with MSW Nutrition, and in that has mitochondria, great for mitochondria, biotin for hair, and also great for longevity genes, and it has a Liver Love in it. I find one a day is enough to sustain me, and I'm happy to get that in. Like, that's, again, like my multivitamin. If I feel like I'm a little extra sluggish, I will take two a day. If I'm having a drink, or let's say I've just been, like, you know, I just feel like my body is, like, polluted with extra toxins in that day, maybe, like, I had to spend 2 hours in a room with all these, like, heavily scented candles or something like that, and I'm just, like, really feeling the effects, I will take up to 4 Liver Loves a day. So, like, I have acute reasons why I will take more, but usually I'm good with 1 to 2 a day. I love Liver Love. It, to me, is just one of the best liver supplements on the market. So if you want to try that, that's Liver Love by MSW Nutrition. And my code is Violet Fog for a discount. Okay. Another one that I take is methylated B vitamins. So I think this is really important because there's so many cheap B vitamins out there. And because I don't methylate as well, I need methylated B vitamins. B vitamins are so important for the methylation cycle. And, you know, I eat a lot of greens and I get a ton of B vitamins that way. But for me, I have found that just eating a ton of greens is not necessarily enough. And I find when I'm not getting in my B vitamins via supplementation, my energy just starts to go down. B vitamins are super perky, like, so much so to the point where I would not even take a B vitamin supplement in the evening, even if I, like, missed my dose for the day. Oh, well, too bad. Like, it's just too, it's, like, way, way, way too uppity for me. Not in a bad way, but in, like, a, you know, I feel it. It's like an internal roar. And so, like, I love B vitamins. It's very clear to me that it's something that my body needs because I do feel extra energy when I take it. And I know that my methylation cycle is more supported when I'm taking my methylated B vitamins. I take a liquid version, but, you know, I just think that that's really important, especially if you have methylation issues, you want methylated B vitamins, you especially want B12, like, that is so important. And if you are vegan, like, you need to get in methylated B12. All right. Like, non-negotiable, you gotta do it. So that's something that I take every day. And I love it. By the way, my liquid B vitamin tastes so disgusting. I'll take that in a way of, like, it's like a tincture kind of, and I'll mix that with my elderberry syrup because it makes it taste better because the elderberry syrup tastes so good. So yeah, so we did elderberry, quercetin, D-mannose, liver love, and methylated vitamins. Okay, so if you want to hear the other five that I have to talk about, that's going to be on the subscription podcast. That's easy. It's easy to subscribe. It's on Apple. So check that out. But yes, those are the five that I definitely take. One thing I would recommend, get some blood work done. Figure out where your levels are at. Figure out where you're nutrient deficient. It is so important. And also, I would say the next layer to that, if you can ever do it or afford it or save up for it, is get a genetic test done and try and meet with a genetic coach. Because, you know, there's these cheaper genetic tests, and like you can get some data, but I think like the really in-depth ones are like the real money. Like that's where you really get some great insight. However, genes can be very complicated to decipher. I mean, there are so many of them, and there's so many different SNPs and combinations, and like, my God, it's just, to me, you know, and I'm someone that's very well versed in health and wellness, but I hired a genetic coach so I could get like 2 to 3 hours of her time. Her name's Lindsay. I'm actually going to have her on an IG live on Instagram at Katie Yurko, KateyYurko. And we're going to talk about five genes that you need to know before you start on a new diet or a new eating pattern, because genetically, you can just learn so much of what your body needs and what supplements are going to work for you. It is a real eye-opener. I can't even tell you how much value I got from learning from an epigenetics test. It's just incredible. So that's my starting advice for supplementation. Let me know whatever questions you have. Send me a DM, send me an email. You know we're buddies. You know I'm always here for you. Any questions that you have. But yes, the other five will be on the bonus episode. Thanks so much for joining and have a great day. Okay, so now I do the second one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You're gonna love what I'm doing. Yay. Okay. Hello, welcome to the bonus episode of Violet Fog As I Know It podcast. Thank you so much for subscribing. You are my homie, my buddy, my friend. I really appreciate that. It's very important to me to bring extra value to you in these episodes. So hopefully today I do just that. So in the first episode, I talked about supplements that I take, why I take them, and I definitely wasn't saying that they're for everyone, you know, if you listen to that episode, but I was saying what made me draw the conclusion as to why I'm going to take XYZ supplement. So I gave five vitamins there or five supplements there, and now I'm going to give five just to you. So let's get right into it. So one of the first ones that I take is Spanish black radish. And I've taken this one for a while. It's really great for boosting glutathione. It's amazing for cellular detox. It's amazing just for detox, supporting your detox organs in general. It's like a very sharp smell and taste. Like, I mean, it's not like the most pleasant one to take, but I think that it's so great for supporting cellular detox. And, you know, genetically in an epigenetics report that I found out, and just like through different tests that I've done with my body, like I always need extra mitochondrial support, cellular repair support. So I'm always doing things like that. And, so Spanish black radish is just kind of a constant for me and has been in the last year. I can't say that I'll take it forever, but I really like it. I will take anywhere from, one, like 370 milligram tablet to like, you know, I've taken up to five a day, depending on where I'm at, how I'm feeling. But right now I take about one a day, and I find that it is incredibly supportive. Another supplement that I take, I don't even know that you would really call this one a supplement, but I always have it on hand, and that's Nanotech CBD. So there's a brand that I like called Beam, B-E-A-M. And my code for them, by the way, if you want to use it, is Violet Fog. My code is always Violet Fog. But I just can be kind of a highly anxious person, and I'm, you know, and I know that that can also be due to poor methylation, a ton of different things, right? But I do whatever I can to do the mental work to keep my anxiety low. I do my best to do the physical work to keep my anxiety low. And I do consider like taking the right kind of supplements, eating the right kind of food to be physical work. One of them is Nanotech CBD. So I use that in acute situations. Nanotech CBD. And by the way, like there's CBD and then there's Nanotech. Nanotech is a specific process of creating CBD. It's basically to scale where they take the molecules of CBD and they shrink it down from basketball size to marble size to scale. So it way more goes into your bloodstream way quicker. You end up needing way less. While the sticker price might seem like more for nanotech, you get so much more bang for your buck. It's unbelievable. And Beam does a really great way of doing nanotech CBD. They do it through sonification, through sound. It's a very clean way of doing it. So I really won't even try any other. I've tried so many different CBDs. The only one that really works well for me is nanotech. So I will have that in acute situations. So like, let's say I'm feeling so stressed out and anxious that I'm feeling my stomach start to cramp up. Maybe I'm starting to like face sweat. I'm just feeling the physical effects. I'm just tensing up. I'm just really, really feeling anxious in that moment. I will take 5 to 10 milligrams of nanotech CBD. And I find that like 15 minutes to an hour later, I'll look back and I'll just realize that my butterflies have subsided, if not completely, then at least a little bit, you know, or my stomach's not tensing as much. I just find that it works very, very well for me. I'm not saying that it eradicates all anxiety, but it for sure helps me out. And that's what I want. You know, I don't expect any supplement to do all the heavy lifting for me, but I do expect a supplement if I've sourced it right, bought it right, got the type that's the most bioavailable to do something for me. And I do find that nanotech does something for me. So I will also sometimes take nanotech CBD at night if it's paired with like some other supplements that can help with sleep. If I'm like, if I just know I'm going to have a hard time sleeping, like let's say I'm just a little bit too wound up, and I just need sleep insurance, then I will take some nanotech CBD. But yeah, trust me on the brand Beam. They are just so amazing. And again, my code for that is Violet Fog. Okay. When it comes to vitamin C, I personally like to get a food-based vitamin C, and I don't even supplement it with it a ton because I eat so many vegetables that I get in a ton of vitamin C as is. But sometimes I will take some extra supplementation. If I do, I do like a full, like I said, food-based vitamin C versus a synthetic vitamin C. And the food-based vitamin C I typically pick is Camu Camu. It has more vitamin C gram for gram than anything in the entire world. So that's pretty dang awesome. So I'll take Camu Camu. The reason why I personally, and I don't think that necessarily there's anything wrong with synthetic vitamin C. There are some experts that believe that food-based vitamin C like stays in the body a little bit longer. Also, if you have like vitamin C deficiency, it's something that you kind of want to like dose out throughout the day just from the things that I've read. But the reason why I personally do like a food-based vitamin C though, besides that, and again, I do think that some synthetic vitamin C's can be great as well. Talk to your doctor, figure that out for yourself. But too much synthetic vitamin C can sometimes, and this is, I believe that this is actually like fairly rare, but enough that it's documented, enough that it is talked about to people who deal with this, it can be a cause of varicose veins. And so like way, way, way too much synthetic vitamin C. And so I'm already someone, and why I care about this personally is varicose veins run in my family, number one. Number two, I do have some circulation issues. So like I'm always doing whatever I can for, you know, to help out my circulation. And I really like, I already have some visible veins. They're not varicose yet, but like I'm doing whatever I can to, you know, make sure that it stays that way. So so I stay away from synthetic vitamin C for that reason. And I only stick to food-based. Okay. Another one that I take is it's called Mitochondriac, and it's by MSW Nutrition. They sponsor a lot of my episodes. It is by far one of my favorite supplementation companies in the world. All methylated ingredients that I'm just like, that's such a brilliant formulation, works very, very well for me. So when I did an epigenetics report, and I have always like guessed this, like there's some things intuitively in your body, you just know you need a leg up, you need a hand, or you don't have a leg up in a certain area and you need a hand. And for me, it's mitochondrial support, ATP production, you know, energy. Like I really am that person that I've always kind of been lower energy. I think it is a mitochondria support issue. I also think for the longest time, it was a huge gut issue because I had severe gut issues. I've since cleaned that up. I'm still working on it, of course. But I do whatever I can to keep my energy up, ATP production up, help my mitochondria. I think it is incredibly important. And I'm like so happy to say I'm literally the most energetic I have ever been in my entire life. So I think what I am doing is working, you know, and not to say I don't have periods of extreme fatigue. Like there's a reason why I care so much about my ATP production and energy. It's because I am so prone to fatigue. I'm not prone to fatigue anymore due to gut issues because I have since, like I said, cleaned that up. But I do have Hashimoto's and I have a pituitary tumor. So hormonally, I can definitely get these bouts of fatigue that are just awful. So I am always doing whatever I can to keep my energy up. And I feel like just through all the tests that I do, you know, the maintenance that I do, it really has paid off for me. Like, I'm not kidding you. I really am the most energetic I have been in so, so long. And that's not just from supplementation, of course. It's other things. A big thing is prayer. You know, I really think that like my relationship with God is also what just keeps me like feeling really, really good. But if you want a good supplement for mitochondrial support, ATP production, aka energy, or if you've taken an epigenetics report and test and you figure out that like, oh, like I actually need support with mitochondria, try the Mitochondriac by MSW Nutrition. I love this. And much like I said about B vitamins, like it gives me such an internal roar that I will not even take it at night. I'll take it morning, maybe afternoon, you know, even then, like I really don't even think I'd take it past 2. I kind of cap it at noon, but I will, I'll take it at that point because I really feel like it just gives me such great energy and it's so amazing for women. I mean, I could go on and on about why mitochondriac is amazing. It has trans resveratrol, pterostilbein. And like, this is a really tough supplement to find on the market. And if you do find resveratrol, usually it's like a poor form. It's not really bioavailable. Like, you know, when you find a good mitochondria supplement, like to me, it is like gold, you know? So mitochondriac, like I'm just like, I'm blown away by it. I love it. When I find that I really need extra support, like let's just say like I just, you know, I'm feeling more fatiguey. Maybe I'm in a Hashimoto's flare up. Maybe I'm in a tumor flare up and my prolactin's a little bit higher. I will take 2 mitochondriac a day. But normally I take 1 a day. And so, and that is just totally enough for me. I will take it in the morning. I love mitochondriac. So that's another great one. My 5th vitamin or supplement, vitamin is, I do take a prescription vitamin D. And here is why. So first off, I think everyone should be taking about like 2000 milligrams, I think it's milligrams. I'm sorry if it's not milligrams, but 2000 of vitamin D. D, and you want D3 plus K2, super important for bioavailability and the processes in which your body can use vitamin D. MSW Nutrition actually has a wonderful vitamin D, and I've heard people absolutely love it. Like, full transparency, I have not tried it yet, but I've heard amazing things. I personally have to take a prescription vitamin D because my whole life I've been very low on vitamin D, and I have the data to back this up. I have so many blood tests dating back all the way to when I was a teenager showing that I just have low vitamin D. My mom also has low vitamin D. I remember my grandma having low vitamin D. I think that that is a genetic thing. Even in my epigenetics report, I saw that my body has a hard time converting vitamin D. Another thing is I also wear a shit ton of sunscreen. You know, I like to protect my skin a lot. And so I know that that blocks some vitamin D. However, I will say this before you come at me and you're like, just start getting more sun and that'll help. Even before like my sunscreen days when I would get the most sun of my life, I've had some of the lowest vitamin D levels of my life. So it doesn't really move the needle too much for me. But I do make sure that I get enough sun. I definitely get enough incidental sun exposure every single day. And I always make sure to get direct sunlight on either my arms, my legs, my stomach, or my back every single day. But that said, you know, no matter the dosage that I take, I do need to take a prescription vitamin D. It helps me a lot, you know, and it's not even that it moves the needle drastically, but enough. Like, I can tell that my body very much struggles with converting vitamin D, and it is shown in my genetics report. So that's just something like to think about. I don't think most people need a prescription vitamin D though. I really, really, really don't. I just think that like, you know, I'm one of those cases that do. So hopefully you found this interesting. If you have any questions about any of these supplements, again, like I rotate them. There's some that are constant. There's some that, you know, just come in and out. Sometimes I'll change the dosage. Like it's, you know, you always need to look at supplements in a very bio-individual way. Come at it with some research. Get as much data on your body as possible. you know, really be paying attention to like how things work for you. Is it working? Is it not working for you? We always really need to be so in tune with our body, deeply intuitive level. Okay. So, yeah, let me know what you think. If you have any requests for any episodes, you let me know. Send me an email. That's katie@violetfog.com, or you can find me on Instagram at Katie Yurko, KATEYYURKO. You can also find me on TikTok at The Violet Fog, violet like the color, fog like the weather. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful week. I'll see you next time.